That broke. Cock broke. Broke my cock. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. Oh, my cock is very ill. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bunker in the Bogan. No.
Like
Brady
it.
Bogan in the bunker. Very worried about you. The chair. And then, of course, Dick Toledo in the chair right now. Brett Vesley's hanging with us for a little bit. It's just on my mind. I mean, other than, all right, let's get past the facts that yesterday my car I got into, it said 134 degrees.
Jeez.
And it cooled down to 122. Normally it does that when it's in
nice
the sun.
Break.
And it goes back. Yeah, it goes back down to like a regular temperature. It went down to 122 as I was driving and never got lower than that. It was oppressively hot yesterday, and it's going to happen again today. Brady, you're lucky you're not allowed to go anywhere outside because it is warm. It is ugly warm out there. But yeah.
I got two little mini, you know, half-hour doses walking the dogs.
Yeah.
But I try to time it, you know, I do it usually right after the show, and it wasn't, you know, it's tolerable.
Yeah.
But the evening one, you just know, well, the oven is on.
Oh, it was brutal. I went over to the condo that my buddy rents, and just to pop in, he's not around, and he hadn't been there for a couple of days, so I was just checking in on him, and he was there. But walking from my car to the front door of that thing, I was just melting into the pavement. It had to be 170, so it is what it is, but man, oh man, is it brutal right now. So be careful. It makes that Operation Hydration, I think about that. Like, wish there was a water station every 10 steps we take, because yesterday I needed it every single step of the way. What's this?
Speaking of, we had a big donation last
week. Oh, cool. Tim from International Minute Press collected 500 cases of water for Operation Hydration. That was dropped it off my 500 cases.
500 wow. cases.
That's huge.
Huge.
Tim, thank you. No, that's massive. Again, because this year's been so weird. It's not where it was the last few years when everything was normal. It's been so odd. So we get these big ones. That's huge. 500 cases helps out a ton. And you can go to 98K. And that gets matched. Lerner and Rowe, Aquafina knocked that out. That's 1,500. Is that right?
Yeah.
Should be.
1,500 right? yeah. cases of water from one guy.
One guy.
That's huge. That's awesome. Yeah. So good. That's the kind of things we're trying to
we
do.
We don't
there.
Have to worry about for, you know, a half day of keeping people hydrated.
Exactly. After That's yesterday, true. We're down. We used up 1,483 of those cases were used yesterday alone. So, yeah, that's true. We got 7 cases left. But, man, what an effort from Monday to Friday. That's pretty awesome. So, thank you, Tim. What was the company again?
International Minute Press.
That's huge. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
It's a press, I'm guessing, of some sort.
Yeah. It's an international press, yeah, by the way.
And,
yes,
they're all over the world.
Is that different than the national press?
And you know what? They're very,
of course
very,
you get your book done in under a minute.
They expedite their process of internationally pressing things very fast.
Yes.
International Minute Press. We couldn't help but point out the obvious of what you do. Thank you for pressing so quickly and so very internationally. I just picture it like just a bunch of guys in black and white striped shirts with French berets standing next to dudes in sombreros. It's like going through It's a Small World. They're all their
in
employees
a
are
microcosm.
Yeah, they don't actually do anything outside of Arizona. They're just very international. I used to love that when people said I sat next to a guy at a Cubs game once and he's like, "Where are you from?" And I'm like,
"You went with Ted?"
They're all Ted. Let's be honest. They're all Captain Coronado. Where are you from there? And he's a Cardinal fan. I'm like, I'm from Phoenix. Yeah, it's a nice town. Cowtown. I'm like, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I suppose. St. Louis is a cowtown. That's where I'm living right now. I'm like, yeah. But I grew up here in Chicago. And I'm like, yeah? Yeah, it is an international spectacle, this. And I'm like, oh, yeah? Oh, it's an international town. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? It's like it's got, international flair, like Milan and Paris. And I'm like, yeah, I suppose it's a big city. And he said, yeah, it's got that international flavor. And I'm like, well, why doesn't St. Louis? It's a cow town. I'm like, have you traveled anywhere? No, I've been pretty much Chicago, St. Louis. I traveled in Kansas City for a little while. That guy's never been anywhere. But international town always got me because he's like, there's, and you know why I think he was saying it? He's a racist. He had all sorts of colors around here. That to me, he was trying to say nice things. It's international. There are all sorts of colors of folk around here. Sometimes
melting
I even,
pot.
Some of them are even like walking around talking wacky talk. I don't know what they're saying, like biggity baggity boo. What the hell kind of language is that? This goddamn international town. So I always hear the word international, and I think it has nothing to do with actually leaving the borders. It's just people dress that way. And I'm fine with that. All right, Brady, let's cut to the chase. Yesterday, happy birthday to your daughter. Curvilicious is 12.
Birthday.
We all missed Tomato Pants. Brett, you weren't in on this.
Buddy. No, wow.
We all guessed on last year's 11th birthday that this would be the year Kirby finally tomato pantsed.
Oh,
I know, but it's something that Brady has
Welcome to
think
the show,
about,
Brett.
Right?
Yeah. Wow.
You guys sure you want to hang around with us for a while?
Oh, man.
So
it was great.
We all four placed a day and gave it 7 days on either end. So it was basically a 14-day window, 21 really, of when Kirby would finally bust free and become a woman. Now, the reason it was done was so Brady had to face the fact that eventually he's going to see his sweet daughter crying with tomato pants. And no tomato pants as of now, right? No reports?
Right, yeah.
And you said we're getting close. They said a lot
of close.
She's being bitchy and cramping.
I've noticed bitchy and cramping.
Yeah.
She's just growing. You know, there's a slight mustache that I've noticed.
Oh, no. That's not what that is not female puberty, although you just made Brett spit.
Although I think it's getting close when you see that.
That just means she's Italian. And she's not yours.
Gave your daughter a mustache.
Yeah,
you're going through puberty, son. She's getting hairy legs. Is that what you're starting to notice?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Getting some fuzz on the legs. Have you taught her how to shave her
armpit
legs?
Armpit hair.
Oh, no kidding. So she's very international.
Yeah.
Oh my. And you're not encouraging the shave down yet.
Oh no. She's Ronnie's addressing the
good.
Issue.
Good. Can't have a Sasquatch. Is she good about shaving?
She is.
Okay. Good. So she's all clean. That's good.
But I don't think she's done. The armpit thing's a struggle.
Is it? It's just scary?
Well, no. If it's just one or two rogue ones, you know, she doesn't.
Oh, God.
Because it's not
I regret
like,
this
it's not a full
what
Euro
the?
Bush.
What the hell, man?
Brady, no.
What?
She's just got a few straggler arm pubes.
So you're going to send him back to the house now, that other house?
Okay. So she didn't tomato pants. You don't know if she's tomato pants, but they'd tell you, right?
Like oh,
you
yeah.
Know, yeah, Ronnie would be all right. But, yeah, we all missed the bet.
Is anybody – okay, everybody's out then.
Donnell Rawlings was in on this because he was here the week of. So we had Donnell Rawlings from the Chappelle Show betting on that. He owes me money, too, because he bet that his podcast – it's the very day.
Didn't even happen.
I don't even know if he has it.
I think there might have been three or four episodes.
He told me his podcast would be the number one podcast in the country with his 7-year-old son. Because his 7-year-old son is funny. And I had to tell him over and over and over, your 7-year-old son is no different than any other. You think he's brilliant. Everybody else thinks he's just some 7-year-old son. And he goes, I'm telling you, it's going to be. And I said, I would bet a second. What did I say? I'd get castrated, right? I actually.
I think you did.
I told
castrated.
Him I would be castrated live on the air if that ever happened. And you can hit number one by doing something crazy, but you had to be consistent because he said it would be the number one podcast in the country. I don't even know if Donnell Rawlings is still doing it. And
the
I think it was $500 from him.
In is the missus.
His wife?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, she wouldn't let him.
You're not putting him on.
Yeah, you're going to publicize the boy.
So this is the latest one I could find. I'm sure there's probably one. This is from June of this year.
That's not his son. That's Whitney Cummings.
Right.
Now, there's a chance that if he's getting...
No, there's no son
Whitney
anywhere,
Cummings and Donnell together on a regular basis, you might have something there. I love Donnell a ton. He's a blast. But I think he owes me $500. So I have his number. We'll contact him.
You were pretty... That was a pretty gutsy bet, too.
Well, no, it wasn't, Brady. It was actually a really easy bet to make.
Oh, hanging balls on the line?
I will put my balls on the line when anybody says the WNBA is great or Donnell Rawlings and his son would have. Anybody and their son having the number one podcast consistently, and the son is under the age of 8, I will place my balls on the table and say this is an impossibility. No way. Remember, we talked to Kreischer a week later, and I'm like, he goes, oh, nobody's going to like that. Nobody wants to hear somebody's kid talking. It's a fact. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel really good about it. And I do believe Donnell owes me money. We'll give it to a charity, of course, which he would have had to do with my balls that I would have happily mailed to him. But, yeah, so the bets are off. I mean, it was 1 year ago this week we had all these bets. No tomato pants. That one's out. Do you want to go again? Maybe later in the show we'll have a new tomato pants because it's going to be – we're close with what you're talking about, armpit bush and stuff.
And mustache.
I think and a mustache? She's either going to go through and have her period or get a Mexican girl pregnant. I don't know what's going to happen. She's got her little mustache
and
growing.
It's not even the full, you know, all the way. It's a little, almost like the swarthy.
So she really does have a mustache?
It's like French?
No. Oh. It's just, you can see some hair on the lip.
That's a mustache.
So she look like Billy Dee Williams or anything?
It's the peach fuzz.
I'm telling you right now, Daddy, what I could go for is a Coke 45.
You've changed, Kirby.
Have I?
It's spot on.
Have I changed or am I exactly the same as I've always been? Little Kirby D. Williams.
So they come back to the house and that's the first thing you said to her? Whoa, Curbs!
Yeah. Where are you from?
Well, let's find out.
I'm from Ohio.
All right. Let's head back to Ohio. Head back to Ohio.
So she's turned from Yoda into Billy D. She is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lando Calrissian.
What's funny is we watch Solo, too.
Oh, God.
That's my favorite part, Daddy.
It's your favorite character.
I love the transition here from Kirby's old character to her post-puberty is now Billy D. Williams.
Kirby D. Williams.
She's got a little mustache. You don't say that, Brady, even if it's real. We laugh because Toledo says his sons are assholes, but your daughter can't have a mustache, and if she does, you don't bring that up. Because now I'm going to look for it. If I see her, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, there it is. She looks like...
You have to get in real tight. It's not social distancing.
Is it one of those Salvador Dali just off the corners of the lips?
Yeah.
Oh, so she's got... Yeah. And she's going to push it out like Raleigh Fingers, maybe?
We'll flip it up.
Daddy, Daddy, come on over here. I thought for sure we were quiet about the mustache.
Sorry, Kirby D.
So it's Kirby's birthday. We're very excited. Not for Kirby's birthday so much, but for the gift that she's going to get that will give Daddy all the fun. And I texted yesterday several times like, is the Oculus there? Is the Oculus there? Have you used it? Have you used it? The Oculus arrived at the same time the family was moving right back in because they haven't been home in 2 months.
Right.
And they were moving in. And then the package arrived, the jerk masturbatorium started to show up. And does Kirby have it yet, or is she getting it today?
Today.
All right, so she's...
That was the thing.
It
had to line up where I figured they'd be coming back to the house a little bit later. And I was hoping Oculus would have come earlier, like the morning delivery.
Yes.
Because I did get one, but it wasn't. I got two. Chewy came, and then a pair of shoes came. And that was the third package. And you said it nailed it. Ronnie brought the package in.
Oh,
here's the package. Wah, 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 wah.
There goes the jerkathon. Damn it, Brady. So you haven't even, you can't even crack it out now.
Just to check it out. Cause I said, even told her cause she doesn't know really anything about it. Ronnie.
Yeah. About the jerkatorium.
How it works.
Don't teach her. She'll never put it down either. You know, works both ways with that 360 porn. So, yeah, I just can't wait for the day that Kirby comes up. Daddy, how you doing? Hey,
not for nothing, Dad, but my Oculus is covered in some type of weird frosting.
You should go shave your armpits and give that to Daddy. I'll clean it.
Away I go, Daddy. Away I go. For another Colt 45 non-alcoholic malt liquor.
You got a hot tub. You're going to start seeing Kirby in that hot tub a lot more.
Let's just say I'm going to be investing in wax.
Yeah. His mustache is disturbing. She's going to go out one day and see Kirby sitting there with both arms around two swinging hot sixth graders.
How you doing, Daddy? Why don't you climb in the old hot tub? Grab yourself a Colt 45.
I love Kirby D. Williams so much it hurts. Well, it stinks, Brady, that you didn't get to the Oculus before your daughter.
So now the new strategy, you know, to find...
What is it?
You know they go out one day for a couple hours or something.
Yeah, you got to get the mom and daughter out.
And where can that be?
You know what you should do is encourage them. Oh, Brady, it's her... Ah, shoot, I don't know if these places are open because of COVID. COVID's ruining it. You should get them to do a mommy-daughter, like, paint class, like those, you know, because Dina down there at the place that I go to, we've been there, Brett, you went with me once.
Mm-hmm. Are they even open?
I don't know, and that's the thing, I don't know if they are, but that would be like, oh, I think that would be really nice for you two to have that bonding moment, they've been living together, and have a birthday treat where Ronnie takes Kirby out, and you put the masturbatorium on, and then get it going. And then when they come back, you've decorated the house, and that's what they think you'll be up to. And poorly. Do it poorly because it's that sad sack Homer Simpson. Oh, he tried. You take 10 minutes to throw up some streamers and a happy birthday thing, and then get the masturbatorium on that head of yours and start working it, man. I think you're going to need somebody
to
help you.
I have to be able to do some recon on it first.
Yeah, it's going to take him a long
that'll
time.
That'll be at least 3 days to figure out.
Yeah, it's going to be a while to get you up to speed on it.
Maybe I'll just start reading. Right now.
Damn it.
Google instructions.
See, for me, it's obvious. If I get it, it's just a jerk hat. I don't have a daughter to blame.
It's just on. And yeah, you're well,
I mean, and I am frankly afraid of what my life would become if I had the jerk hat. If I don't know that I'd make contact with humanity.
Never
much. Yeah, I mean, it would be a drug to me. I love beating off. B, this is all. It's like a new world. You can go to a different planet, and it seems real.
Brett, you could get away with it for a while, even out in the public, with being Italian.
In the public,
hand gestures.
So you think people would confuse Brett's Italian nature of talking with his hands? But he could actually masturbate and have a conversation with you, wouldn't notice.
Yes.
Oh, I was over there talking to my girlfriend the other day. Is this guy jerking off or having a chat? I'm sorry. I talk with my hands. And it's sometimes I make the bald-headed chimp throw up.
What's wrong with you?
What's the matter with you? Okay. Vesely was in the middle of a conversation and you just beat off.
I'm in the gabagool.
Yeah, you gotta get a little gabagool on your face. I'm sorry about that. It looks like melted mozzarella. Anyway, I hope that's not true that you do that, but if you have, I haven't noticed. You could be doing it right now. You're not one of those Italians that talks with your hands a lot. You do.
I do.
But it isn't.
It's funny because even when I'm on the air, I'll sit here and I'll when I'm describing a song or something, I'm like, throw my hands all over. Yeah.
Your family.
Oh,
unbelievable. Your dad is hilarious.
It's part of focusing on what you're saying.
By the way, you want to meet Brett in 20, 25 years? Go chat with his dad for a little bit. Because it is you.
It is
creepy. I've never seen genetics in action more between you and your father. It is unreal.
I know, and that's what my girl says. She goes, "Oh my god, this is what I got to look forward to."
Yeah.
Yep.
The first time,
but at least she knows you're good in the sack until you're 70, kid. Because I've been nailing her too. She don't know how you doing. We talk with our hands.
International flair. Yeah,
it is. It's weird because it's like if Brett ever just disappeared. Like if Brett doesn't want to sit in here, your dad would, and no one would notice. Like if your dad wanted to do overnights, and I bet you
that's
has not a
bad
few
idea.
You
wouldn't
even know
me?
If Dad fill in. No one will notice. Hey, this 3 o'clock sideshow. What is this? Metallica. Okay. But anyway, yeah. Well, stop talking with your hands so much. Have some class, for Christ's sake. And by the way, I'm getting a lot of emails that people love Kirby D. Williams. So the transition is complete. No longer.
Transition.
Her voice changed.
Dad.
Huh? Friend. Dad. Kirby D. Williams, because Brady said she's got a little mustache. Is that, I don't know, because I don't know. Is that a girl thing that they go through? I don't think
sure.
That's normal.
Oh, yeah.
Is
a lot
it?
Of them wax their lips.
Well, sure.
Probably
but a
majority.
But that's not like a sign of them going through. You think? I don't think I've ever been with a girl.
No,
who's,
that's my scientific theory.
Oh, I see. You're yeah.
So you nailed it.
You like
nailed it.
Yeah, you're a scientist.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know. It could be, but I didn't think that when girls went through that little thing that they got a mustache. That was Brady's first go-to. She grew a little mustache. You should encourage her to grow it out, and that way she'll never have one of those swarthy boys over at the house. Keep her goofy until she's like 18, and then she can start shaving and stuff. I would Sasquatch her ass up if I was her father. Keep everybody away. Socialize through this. You'll be a better person. You imagine the personality she would have to develop if you wouldn't let her shave? She would have to be the best, but like
did you hear that gut punch that you just gave him?
The personality she would have to become in order to be socially acceptable if mommy and daddy never let her shave, and she just Harry and the Hendersons. Yeah, she just Harry and the Hendersons her way through school. Anyway, well, I want that Oculus, and I want reports. We got to get a plan together to get Ronnie and Kirby out of the house.
Can't wait to crack it open. Today.
You got to have tell them to go out for mommy.
There'll be time.
You should say this. Hey, I want you guys to have mommy. I want to have a family lunch, but I'm not allowed to go anywhere because of this stupid positive test. But I bought you guys a lunch at some real girly place on the patio, and you guys should go have birthday lunch while I get ready here.
Well, they're sleeping right now. You got time right now.
Crack it.
I can't really crack it open because
you've already wrapped it.
She's got to be the one that opens it. That's the thing.
All right.
Just do like Christmas and just put the duct tape, or put the clear tape right over where you just cut it with a knife.
Know.
Come on.
If she probably bought her a used one.
You ever done
anyway.
An unboxing? Come on.
All right. Anyway.
It's been a while.
Yeah, you unbox and you rebox. She wouldn't know the difference at all.
You said you did it all the time.
I used to be a pro. So I thought. My mom since told me. It's like I knew every present you went in because you were terrible at rewrapping. Plus, you know what I used to do? Lick the tape.
Oh.
And it
Why'd you do that?
Because it wouldn't rip the paper.
Oh, you got to get an X-Acto knife and slice the tape and then put another piece right over it.
I tried that, but it would get to the point where I'd look at it every day and I'd have a stack of tape. So I'd lick the tape and then I'd put the tape back. I don't know why.
Just to confirm. Just,
there it is again.
It's still there.
My parents were kind of dicks about that, too, because after a certain time, my mom would get really mad. Why do we even go through all this? You're just going to open it. But they'd put everything under the tree as they bought it.
Amazing that your parents would give you presents, because mine would only show up really late at night, if I could wake up and stay up at night,
yeah,
and they'd just be under the tree because I mean,
your parents
just brought everything.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, in your teen years, you just stop that, but yeah, it was probably 12 to 15, 16 years old. Everything they bought, my mom would wrap immediately and put under the thing, and I'd go shake it and a sweater and I'd throw that to the side. But the ones that were shaped like Sega games or video games or something, I'd be like, I gotta know what she got because if it's garbage, I gotta tell her now. And you couldn't tell the Sega games without you had to open the whole thing, unless you kept it in the box. So the bottom would say, like, Sonic the Hedgehog or whatever, 2. I'd be like, I want that. So I'd rewrap that. The ones I didn't want, I'd probably very callously rewrap. She noticed every time. And then I'd get bored and unwrap the sweaters, rewrap those poorly. She told me I was bad at rewrap.
When you opened it up, you were even more excited, like trying to play it off like you hadn't seen it.
No, there's videos of our the hilarious thing is we have like 2 family Christmas videos, and one I'm 15 and my dad got a camera out and he's filming us, and I'm like, oh hey, and I'm saying what it is as I'm unwrapping it. All right, oh Madden 94, and hold it up. I'm like, you're such an asshole.
Carnival barker.
This
over
is the purple
what?
Sweater. Yay! I'll never wear this. And it was before it was open. She's like, you've unwrapped all and you have memorized by. Yeah, I know what everything is. Why do we even go through this? Right. Yay. It's like, you're an ass. You're ruining the video. Well, come on. It's 4:30 in the morning. I just wanted all my stuff. I never got an Oculus, though. I don't think any of my toys were ever used for my dad's beat pleasure.
You're hoping.
You're
hoping.
Yeah. There was something.
What if the Stretch Armstrong is wrapped around your dad's wang at one point in your life?
Jesus, man. Why? I don't even know how you. Why? Why, Dad?
I'll make it work.
I wonder what that guy feels like beating up here.
Look at that. Oh, he constricts.
Oh, he's got a good grip. He's strong.
Evel Knievel.
Maybe.
Back tire.
Maybe my dad took his flaccidness and stretched it, and then stretch Armstrong to see which one was more stretchy.
Yep, I got you this time.
I got your arm there, Armstrong. You're not so stretchy there.
My dad was pretty pliable down
south. You know, this mighty putty's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe my dad.
Or no, silly putty.
Yeah. He was trying to make imprints of the newspaper and his corona. All right. That's enough. This is about you masturbating with your kids' toys, not my dad.
There is an inquiry.
Yeah.
Hey, Bogan, how awkward was it when you had to tell the Amazon driver, sorry, you can take all this lotion back. The family came home last night.
You got to do the rebate. Here, this is yours.
Pallet should be arriving today.
Oh, man.
Massage oils, that's the way to go.
With the forklift.
Well, yeah, you had to be so disappointed when Ronnie came rolling in with that package. Ugh. Damn it. And they're home now. Everything's okay. They're comfortable. Are you guys all in the same room or?
No.
You're still separated.
I'm still in my room. Yeah.
So you had. So now you've.
Cots.
You've locked up even more.
Even. I mean, I didn't allow them to sleep inside either.
They're outside. That's right. Billy D likes it. You pop into the hot tub and cool down. It's a nice night, Dad. So, aren't you guys are all in separate rooms?
Yes.
And being very careful around the house? Are you masking in the house?
No.
Is Ronnie scared of, like, you?
No. I talked, you know, that was the thing. We've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah. Like,
if you guys are, you know, really uncomfortable or whatever, no, it's not.
Yeah, because she's still got to go to work, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's spooky. Well, who knows? Hopefully the CDC's right and you're completely harmless, but no one knows anything. It's really weird. Anyway, I do know one thing. Your daughter needs a pack of razors, and you need some time alone with her toys.
Hey, it's a last-minute gift.
That's exactly.
Maybe I should.
Oh, you got to check it out. Oh, the razors?
Yeah.
And then when she's in there trying to shave those two rogue pubes,
dick.
You go throw the masturbatorium on and get to work, man.
Daddy has to go poopies. Where's your toys?
You're going to be in that bathroom 8 times a day. Oh, man. I envy you. This afternoon. It's a dream.
Cracking it open.
Get in there. And then, man, when you see it, you're just going to giggle like crazy when you see Kirby's.
I got next.
Oh, it's happening. Anyway, Brady's got his Oculus. Happy birthday to Kirby, the mustachioed daughter of Brady.
The big 1-2.
That's right. And we'll get a tomato pants bet on. It's tight. We're closing in on like a 30-day window. We should just reach into a hat and pull out a date rather than pick.
There's a part of me that's saying, well, it's kind of good that school starts online.
Yeah.
So if it happens,
she misses the shaming.
I'll never forget it.
That's got to be brutal.
That Stephanie girl in my late fifth grade Mrs. Fisher's class at Roosevelt Elementary School in Tempe, Arizona, wore white shorts the day it happened to her.
Oh, man.
And she was sitting two rows over and one row up from me, and all of a sudden, three girls started to cry, like just weep wildly. And she wouldn't stand up, and she was sobbing. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Now, as a 12-year-old, 11-year-old boy at the time, I didn't know anything about that. My dad never once said, all right, girls get gross around 12, and something starts happening. It's just horrible. It's an affront against nature. But she stood up, and the chair was, I mean, she was a full 5. Like, she started as a 5. I don't know how. But she got that 5 tampon because she needed a beach towel. Mrs. Fisher was.
Those pants turned into the Japanese flag in no time.
Oh, it was beyond that. It was the towels used on Nicole Brown Simpson's porch. It was covered. And then the next year, my
they used white towels.
My Marine teacher, Ron Rogers, had to deal with it twice. Two girls just started gushing right there in class.
AC, need more towels.
What do we got? A red velvet, code red velvet. Ron was very, very masculine as a sixth grade teacher. So, where did you go to elementary school?
Chrisman.
Oh, you were at Chrisman. Yep. I grew up right next to that later. After elementary school, that's where we moved. We lived right next door to each other.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, follow me all over the world. Very international. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one, and we'll start off this glorious Friday together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
You all right?